she pale, Serene?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
朋友们大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth， 感谢您的关注。第一集的内容我们在前十六期的节目中都已经讲解完了，你还记得发生过哪些事儿？我们学习到了什么吗？我们曾经学到过一些基本的口语表达，比如说怎样来回答 How are you? 你可以说 I'm great, feeling on top of the world, never felt better, so-so, not bad, can't complain 等等。再比如怎样用英语表达身体不好， In poor health, under the weather, out of condition, out of shape。 还学到过一些单词和词组，比如说 boarding school 指的是寄宿学校， No offense, 无意冒犯， None taken, 没关系不介意。还有对一些近义词的区分，比如 match, suit 和 fit 的用法， alone 和 lonely 的用法。偶尔呢还提到了一些文化知识，比如说第八期的通过绯闻女孩学网络用语，第一期为大家介绍过的曼哈顿上东区等等。由此看来，通过美剧学英语可真的是一个比较全面的学习方法，这样日积月累，相信你的英语水平一定会提高的。那么在今天的节目里呢，绯闻女孩对第一集发生的事情做了个小总结，我们赶紧来回顾一下。
Good morning, Upper East Siders. Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite. Top story on my homepage, Serena Vanderwoodsen. Everybody's favorite it girl has just returned from a mysterious absence. Everyone knows Serena, and everyone is talking. And B's boyfriend Nate? Rumor has it, he's always had a thing for Serena. Why did she leave? Why did she return?And Nate's friend Chuck won't let Serena forget about her past. And then there's Dan, the outsider. Looks like his childhood crush has returned.
She doesn't know.
Serena and her mystery man made a surprise appearance at Blair's Kiss on the Lips party.
Serena's here?
But Serena wasn't the only one who made an impression.
Who's the newbie?
Jenny made an impression on Chuck. And now that S is back, will the Upper East Side ever be the same? We're all just dying to see what happens next.
听完这一段，是不是很多事情出现在你的脑海中了呢？ Top story on my homepage， 我主页上的头条新闻， Serena Vanderwoodsen， everybody's favorite it girl has just returned from a mysteriously absence， 人见人爱的风云人物神秘消失后意外归来。首先啊，绯闻女孩就爆出了头条新闻 top story 头条新闻，那就是人见人爱的风云人物 It Girl 神秘消失后意外归来了。 It Girl 这个呢，在我们第一期节目中就为大家介绍过了，这样的风云人物神秘消失后而又回归了，自然是 top story 头条故事头条新闻。 Have you read the top story in today's newspaper? Have you read the headlines in today's newspaper? The headlines 也是指头条新闻，Headline, H-E-A-D-L-I-N-E, 大标题，头版头条新闻。And B's boyfriend Nate, rumor has it, he's always had a thing for Serena. 至于 Blair 呢，有谣言说他的男朋友 Nate 一直对 Serena 有点意思。Have a thing for, 这个词组呢，也是在我们之前的节目中有提到过，指的是对某人或者某物有特殊的好感。Rumor has it.听到 rumor has it， 大家有没有想到根据经典电影《毕业生》改编的电影《流言蜚语》呢？《老友记》中的 Rachel， 也就是 Jennifer Aniston， 在剧中有出演。那么 rumor has it 究竟怎样用呢？ You can say rumor has it that 表示的是据说怎么样怎么样。 Rumor has it that 2012 is the end of the world， 据说呢2012年是世界末日。 Do you believe and do you afraid？今朝有酒今朝醉，明日愁来明日忧， Just be positive. OK, rumor has it he's always had a thing for Serena. 有谣言说 Blair 的男朋友 Nate 一直对 Serena 有意思。 And Nate's friend Chuck won't let Serena forget about her past. Nate 的朋友 Chuck 不愿意让 Serena 忘记过去。 Forget about 忘记某事，Forget, F-O-R-G-E-T, 这个词呢既可以做及物动词直接加宾语，也可以做不及物动词，这时候呢带上介词 about 然后再接宾语都可以。 Forget about the past 就是指忘记过去。And then there's Dan, the outsider. Looks like his childhood crush has returned. 然后呢又出现了一个 Dan, 一个圈外人 The outsider, 圈外人局外人。Don't treat me as an outsider, 别把我当做外人。相信这句话大家能够经常用到 Don't treat me as an outsider, 别把我当做外人。看来他年幼时的暗恋对象回来了 Childhood C-H-I-L-D H-O-O-D 童年时期。说一下 H-O-O-D 作为后缀的时候呢，往往表示身份、资格、时间，比如说 Brotherhood 兄弟关系、手足情谊 Neighborhood 街坊四邻，还可以表示一种状态，比如说 Likelihood 指的是可能性 Likelihood。那么大家在记单词的过程中呢，不妨事先多掌握一些前后缀的含义，这样的话呢记单词会更加容易。好， crush C-R-U-S-H 剧本中的含义是迷恋，迷恋的对象，比如说 I have a crush 我迷恋着一个人 I have a crush。 有一个词组是 have a crush on somebody 迷恋某人，比如说 He has a crush on the girl in our class他迷恋我们班上的一位女生。好， There's Dan, the outsider, 一个圈外人 Dan 出现了。Looks like his childhood crush has returned, 看来他年幼时的暗恋对象回来了。Serena and her mystery man made a surprise appearance at Blair's kiss on the lips party. Serena 和她的神秘男友在唇吻派对上来了个惊人亮相。Make an appearance, 出席 ,make an appearance.出席在哪儿呢？ Blair's kiss on the lips party， Blair 的唇吻派对。 Blair's kiss on the lips party， 不过我要说的是另外一个词组 on the lips of， 在什么什么之中流传。 on the lips of， 在什么什么之中流传。 lip L-I-P 嘴唇的意思，比如说雷锋 spirit has always been on the lips of the Chinese people， 雷锋精神一直为中国人民广泛传颂。Don't give me any lip service. 别给我开空头支票。Lip service, 口惠，空口的应酬话，口头上说的好听的话。Don't give me any lip service. 别给我开空头支票。Okay, Serena wasn't the only one who made an impression. Jenny made an impression on Chuck. Make an impression on somebody. 给某人留下印象。Make a good impression on somebody 就是给某某留下好印象。Did I make a good impression on you? 我给你们留下好印象吗？ I hope so. Serena wasn't the only one who made an impression. Jenny made an impression on Chuck. 这里是说让人们记住的不只是 Serena 一个人， Jenny 也让 Chuck 对她念念不忘。 And now that S is back, will the Upper East Side ever be the same? Now that, 既然， Now that you have made up your mind, you'd better keep it. 既然你已经下定决心，你就要信守诺言。Now that S is back, will the Upper East Side ever be the same? 既然如今 Serena 已经归来，上东区的生活还会如往常一样吗？ We are just dying to see what happens next. 我们都迫不及待地想知道后续呢。 Be dying to do something, 非常渴望，非常急切地去做某事。 I'm dying to have my own house. 我真希望有自己的房子。We are just dying to see what happens next. 我们都迫不及待地想知道后续呢，是这样吗？想要知道更多故事，积累更多英语知识，绯闻女孩口语大讲堂等你来做客。我是 Kenneth XOXO， 再见。
Good morning, Upper East Siders. Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.Top story on my homepage, Serena Vanderwoodsen. Everybody's favorite it girl has just returned from a mysterious absence. Everyone knows Serena, and everyone is talking. And B's boyfriend Nate? Rumor has it, he's always had a thing for Serena. Why did she leave? Why did she return? And Nate's friend Chuck won't let Serena forget about her past. And then there's Dan, the outsider. Looks like his childhood crush has returned.
She doesn't know.
Serena and her mystery man made a surprise appearance at Blair's Kiss on the Lips party.
Serena's here?
But Serena wasn't the only one who made an impression.
Who's the newbie?
Jenny made an impression on Chuck. And now that S is back, will the Upper East Side ever be the same?
We're all just dying to see what happens next.